Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. Today we are looking at part 23 of the character of Jesus. And today's character we're looking at is encouragement. And to do that, we're going to turn to 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to go to the 5th chapter and verse 11, and this is what it says. It says this: "So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with each other. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Encourage those who are timid. Take care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone." Beloved, this was one of Jesus's wonderful characters. Wonderful characteristics, should I say, perhaps. That he was an encourager. Beloved, we have no choice in doing this. If we want to be like Jesus, then we need to learn to encourage. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Beloved, that's verse 11. If you are in relationship with somebody, in other words, you are talking to them, I don't mean that you are in a loving or a sexual relationship. I'm talking about any type of relationship at all. I'm saying that if you are communicating with somebody, if you are talking to them, whether it be on the internet or on the phone or in person, then you have a relationship with that person. And it behoves you to be encouraging. You know, as I'm talking to you now, I'm talking to myself. Because oftentimes I'm not encouraging. Oftentimes I say something that might sound critical. And to be honest with you, and I am being very, very open and honest, I don't have a critical bone in my body. But what I say sometimes may sound critical. And if I am sounding critical, then I am critical. Do you get that? If I am sounding critical to somebody else, then, beloved, I am critical. Because that's how they perceive me. If I am loving towards somebody, I'm feeling that I'm loving toward them, but they're not receiving it, then to them I am not loving toward them. I know this is hard to understand and hard to try and get hold of, but unless we get this right, we can't encourage. You see, the way that we perceive ourselves is quite often different to the way others perceive us. And therefore, if we say something that is not encouraging and we think that we are being encouraging, but they perceive it completely differently, then we are not being encouraging. We're doing the opposite because they're not receiving it. Now, quite often we may well say, well, you know, that's not what I meant at all. Maybe that's not what you meant, but it's what you said. And I am constantly having to check myself on that. There's a situation with a really good friend of mine where I said something that I shouldn't have said because it sounded critical. When I looked at what I said, I realized I wasn't being critical. But that person received it as criticism. They perceived it that I was being critical toward them. And therefore, beloved, I was. There's no other way of putting it. I was not encouraging, and that's what I should have done. I should have found words of encouragement instead of words that could be perceived as something else. We're being told in Thessalonians here, in the first letter of Thessalonians, to encourage each other and build each other up. You see, as you encourage someone, what you're doing is you're building them up. You're saying, come on, you can do this. You can be this way. Come on, just think about what you're saying and what you're doing. Come on, just try and be this person that God made you to be. It's really important that we perceive that and understand it. Encouragement. is something that will build up the body of Christ. I want you to imagine with me. Let's imagine that we are all members of the same church. Well, we actually are. If you're listening to Worship Radio 247 and you listen regularly, then we are like a church. Albeit on the internet, we are like a church because we pray together, we take bread together, we take the bread and wine together, we love together, we are together to encourage each other. It's not all about me encouraging you and you not encouraging me. That's not relationship. It's about us together, being together in this journey. So I want you to imagine that we are actually in a church or in a school hall, wherever you want. We're meeting together physically, not on the internet, but we're physically meeting. We're in a church and there's, let's say, 300 of us. There's a number for you. I'll throw it out there. 300 people, we're all meeting together. And there is a guy who's preaching and someone's leading worship and we're gathered together and afterwards we're all having coffee. Now, in our group, in our community, if we are all doing that and we're talking to those that we are closest to and we're not talking to anybody else, how can we encourage the body of Christ? If we're not mingling and mixing. And so I get to try and talk to every single person there if I can, or every single group if I possibly can. If I don't make that effort, then am I being encouraging to the body of Christ? Or am I just being encouraging to one or two that I happen to like? And I come back to this old thing that I've been talking about ever since we started Worship Radio 247 nearly 12 months ago. I come back to this difficult love and this easy love situation. You see, it's easy to go and speak to people that you know well, that you like and you enjoy being with, that you love. It's easy because that's easy love. What about that person that annoys you constantly? What about that person that irritates you beyond compare? What about that person you don't really want to talk to at all? What about that person that you can say in your own heart, I really don't love that person because they're so horrible? Yet they come to your place of worship. Yet they join you. Yet they are your brother or your sister. They need encouragement as well. Some of us are further up Mount Zion than others. Some of us are at the bottom of Mount Zion, just beginning our journey. Some of us are nearly at the top and are really doing well and are full of the joys of the Lord. Some of us are really struggling. Some of us are finding life so, so difficult. And some of us are feeling that God is not there and is not listening. So how can we encourage? How can we find the strength? Well, beloved, if you're in that position, you shouldn't find the strength. We should find the strength to come to you and talk to you and encourage you. And in turn, as you get strengthened and strengthened and strengthened, you can then encourage us. I've been there. I've been at the bottom of the heap many, many times. And sometimes I felt that there was nobody there. And then suddenly someone comes and gives me a word of encouragement and it lifts me up. And on I go, on my way rejoicing. Encouragement is a beautiful thing, beloved. And it's not difficult to do. Let's pray. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you teach us to encourage each other. You teach us to be able to say sorry when we need to say sorry. Father God, we love you and we adore you and we honor you today and every single day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.